Jimmy smells like gasoline.
Sounds like you're in a hurry, Carol. That's okay. I am too.
I think I got the farmers because I'm pushing for that medical marijuana growth bill.
Okay.
Would the meeting please come to order? Please stand for a moment of silence. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 present, 2 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. President Bullock is away on family business. I am Councilman Hollins, President Pro Tem of the County Council. We'll move on to the approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of Tuesday, November 24th?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The minutes are approved. We'll move on to announcements. I would like to make an announcement that's a little bit different than what we normally do here. We have a veto letter from the county executive for substitute number 1 to ordinance number 14089. Wow. And we also have a veto message from the county executive for substitute number 3 to ordinance number 14090. And we are required to make that a part of the public record. So I will ask the clerk, read into the record the veto messages from the Newcastle County Executive.
December 7, 2015, Honorable Members, Newcastle County Council, regarding ordinance number 14089. Dear Council Members and President, on November 24, 2015, the County Council adopted ordinance number 14089. With all due respect to members of County Council who supported the ordinance and having carefully considered the ordinance, I write to express my disapproval of this ordinance as presented to me on November 24, 2015. Restructuring. The proposed changes do not reflect the request for a restructuring change by the County Executive pursuant to the County Executive's Restructuring Power 9 Delaware Code Section 1122. Section 1122 County Executive Restructuring Power. The code provision is cited. Executive responsibility. The effort to clarify county investment law by defining the term funds available for temporary investment contradicts an important executive power shared by the Chief Financial Officer and County Executive in the Delaware Code. 9. Invest funds deemed by the Chief Financial Officer available for temporary investment in such obligations or in such manner as the County Executive may authorize. In the context of government finance, the role of the Chief Financial Officer to deem is the nature of thinking of something, in these case funds, in a particular way, and that way is available for temporary investment. It is a professional opinion requiring intimate knowledge regarding the operations of Newcastle County. The daily decision-making related to the availability of funds for operations and funding capital projects should not be tampered with through definitions that are not needed. Title IX includes a provision identifying the Chief Financial Officer as the person with the authority to deem funds available for temporary investment. Only with the authorization of the County Executive may the deemed funds be invested. Delaware Code Provision 9, Delaware Code Section 1103, exercise of power, suggests that this allocation of responsibility should continue to be honored. Execution of powers as provided by Title IX. The General Assembly has clearly established through 9 Delaware Code Section 1103 an allocation of responsibility that requires no additional clarity with regard to Newcastle County officials for determining for operational purposes funds available for temporary investment. Section 1103, exercise of powers, the code provision is cited. History. Prior to the adoption of an act providing for the reorganization of the government of Newcastle County and amending and repealing existing laws pertaining thereto, approved May 26, 1965, an historical document was promulgated titled Report and Proposed Legislation of the Governor's Committee on Reorganization of the Government of Newcastle County, May 1964. Consistent with the May 26, 1965 legislation and as a result of gender neutrality legislation, and minor editing that was not substantive. The present Delaware Code provision associated with the proposed ordinance reads, most relevant provisions are underlined, Title IX, Counties, Newcastle County, Chapter 13, County Department, Subchapter 5, Department of Administration, Section 1371, Office of Finance, the code provision is slated. Below you will find Section 2.05.503, Office of Finance, in its current form as found in the Newcastle County Code. You will notice that the paragraph matches fine as follows. Chart is cited. Section 2.05.503, Office of Finance, the code provision is cited. The proposed ordinance, through its identical appearance, suggests an effort to indirectly amend the Delaware Code. For these and other reasons, I have vetoed Ordinance Number 14089 and hereby return it to County Council. Sincerely, Thomas B. Gordon, County Executive. December 7, 2015, Honorable Members, Newcastle County Council, regarding Ordinance 14090. Dear Council President and members, on November 24, 2015, the County Council adopted Ordinance 14090. With all due respect to members of County Council who support the ordinance and having carefully considered the ordinance, I write to express my disapproval of this ordinance as presented to me on November 25, 2015. Newcastle County has a chief financial officer in charge of the Department of Finance as well as a treasury unit. Investment advisor and investment manager services are readily available as well. Through these and other finance professionals, Newcastle County continues to be fully capable of addressing the matters outlined in the ordinance. The operational needs of Newcastle County government dictate many of the investment-related decisions and policies. The executive office has no interest in proposing a budget estimated to be from $42,000 to $220,000 annually for an advisory board associated with the executive branch that has not been requested by any component of the executive branch. For these and other reasons, I have vetoed Ordinance 14090 and hereby return it to County Council. Sincerely, Thomas P. Gordon, County Executive.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Are there further announcements from members of Council? Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pro Tem. Councilman Powers and myself will not be introducing Resolution 15-224, Resolution 15-225 this evening.
Councilman Bell. Any additional announcements from members of Council? Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. At the appropriate time tonight, I will be making the presentation.
Thank you very much. Any further announcements from members of Council? Councilwoman Diller.
Yes, having had an opportunity to discuss this with Councilman Bell, unfortunately Councilman Street wasn't in the room, I will be offering an amendment to Resolution Ordinance 15-112.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Any further announcements from members of Council? I will announce for the benefit of the public that each member of the public would be given 3 minutes to speak on any of the items on our agenda for this evening. You will be timed for that 3 minutes, and you will also be giving an additional 3 minutes at the end of our meeting for anyone of the public who would like to speak to the council at the end of the meeting for any subject matter pertaining to Newcastle County government that is not on our printed agenda. We'll move on to the introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 15113, amend the grants budget appropriate $40,275 in state aid to local law enforcement SALI funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety SALI interview room video system grant. Ordinance 15114, amend the grants budget appropriate $37,256.07 in emergency illegal drug enforcement EIDE funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety's EIDE FY 2016 Drug Control Unit Overtime Grant.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We will move on to reports from select and special committees. Finance Committee, Councilman Smalley.
Councilman Cartier.
Councilman Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. Today in the County Finance Committee, we had an ordinance having to do with the annual appropriation for the Section 8 housing vouchers from Housing and Urban Development in the federal government. Also, we had several council grants that were heard and approved, and we adjourned the meeting.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Economic Development meeting. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. At the Economic Development Subcommittee meeting today, we had a short discussion on the Delaware Board of Trade issue.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Public Safety. Councilman Street.
Today we met at 3 o'clock on the 8th floor. We discussed two action items on the night's agenda.
Thank you, Councilman. The Executive Committee meeting met this afternoon. We discussed Public Employees Council 81 contract. It was discussed in length, including the presentation from the Chief Human Relations Officer, and it's on our agenda for this evening. We also had a discussion on the update of the Delaware Office of Animal Welfare, assuming all animal control duties starting in the beginning of next year. There are no items for the consent calendar this evening, but we do have a presentation. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. If I could have Nadia Davis from Hokesson Athletic Club come to the front, please.
Please come forward.
It's not often that we commend private business. This one I thought was special, and it's been something that's been going on in your business plan for a long, long time. So this is,
oh, do I have to have this read in first?
No.
Okay.
This is Resolution 15214, commending the management and staff of the Hokesson Athletic Club on their commitment to emergency preparedness. Whereas the Hokesson Athletic Club's mission is to enhance people's lives while creating a sense of community, and whereas in conjunction with this mission, the Hokesson Athletic Club holds the safety of its patrons and staff in the highest, and whereas in order to accomplish this goal, the Hokesson Athletic Club feels it's important to train staff for any type of emergency situation that could arise, and these sessions are held monthly to ensure safety is always at the forefront. And whereas one such session involved the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety, during which staff members were trained on how to respond to a live action shooter scenario. And whereas in addition, lifeguards go through rigorous endurance and team building sessions and are hired only after passing a written evaluation, a water assessment, and a spine board assessment. And whereas last month, the emergency training became a reality when a patron was found unresponsive in the outdoor pool. And whereas without hesitation, lifeguards put their training into action, implementing cardiopulmonary resuscitation and the use of an automatic external defibrillator. And whereas this incident highlights the importance of the emergency preparedness and demonstrates the positive effects of strong commitment to that safety can accomplish. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County hereby recommends the management and staff of the Hokesson Athletic Club on their commitment to emergency preparedness and thanks them for setting an example in this arena to which other businesses in Newcastle County can aspire. Thank you. I certainly appreciate everything that you have done. Hokesson Athletic Club is about a half a mile from my house. I know that our police department worked with them about a year ago when they did their scenario, and that they continue, obviously, on a monthly basis to do this. I think this is commendable. I think it helps every patron that goes to that club in knowing that they have a plan. I think one other time in this county, I knew that one of the electric companies had a plan, and I talked about it and when I worked for the state. And as we were talking about this, a tornado went through the area. I think it was Teapot Electric at that point. Their building blew apart and they did not miss a day's worth of work. So I think that items like this just instill in us the idea that we do need to be prepared for anything that comes along. So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And I see the colonel nodding as I'm speaking here, so I guess I'm on the right track. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. We'll move on to item H, consideration of resolutions. There are two resolutions on tonight's agenda. Both resolutions have been withdrawn. Resolution 15224, resolution 15225 have been withdrawn. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. And I omitted to give an opportunity for land use to give their report, so if I can go to land use now, Councilman Tapp.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. I don't think you admitted it. I think you recognize the fact that land use needs to be set apart and not lumped with the other committees, so you wanted to give me a unique opportunity to present the agenda tonight. So thank you for that. Last Tuesday, land use met upstairs at 3 o'clock in the council conference room. We heard ordinance by Councilman Powers, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Street's ordinance had remained tabled at that time with a pending a community meeting that was to be scheduled after that, and we heard from the applicant that that was on schedule, and also Councilman Sheldon had tabled his ordinance due to the fact that he had not heard back from the applicant on the modification on the deed restriction. So, thank you.
Thank you very much, Councilman Tackett. We will now move on to item I on the agenda, ordinances. Ordinance number 15, Madam Clerk, I'm sorry. Ordinance number 15107, Mr. Powers.
Yes, I move that ordinance 15-107 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15107 to revise the Newcastle County zoning maps pursuant to Chapter 40, Section 40.02110C of the Newcastle County Code, regarding the following tax parcel numbers: St. George's 100 from industrial to F suburban, tax parcel numbers 13017-00017 and 13017-00018, located at 5017 Summit Ridge Road, Middletown, Delaware.
Councilman Powers.
Yes, it was presented. President Bullock presented it for me last week. It's a church just north of Middletown on 301. It's been there a really long time. Part of it is 301 is going to take part of the front of the property through the deal. DelDOT has some industrial property, as it was showing, next to it, which will help with the parking lot. The church, when it meets, is filling up that lot as it is. And they need more space. So this is a rezoning. It's really a downzoning. And that's what it is. It'll help them out.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further comments or questions from members of council? Councilman Cartier.
For the record, this is recommended by the Department of Land Use and is also supported by the congregation of the church.
Yes.
Just posing that question.
Yes.
Yes. And the church really wants it.
Thank you.
And for the record, the Department of Land Use considered this a corrective rezoning. Any additional comment or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll turn to the public. Any comment or questions for any member of the public concerning this particular subject? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Diller? Ms. Diller?
Don't we have to, isn't this a poll vote?
It's a correction.
It's a corrective rezoning.
Okay, so we don't have to, yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Redup? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance number 15107 is hereby adopted. We move on to ordinance number 15108. Councilwoman Dillon.
Yes, I ask that ordinance 15108 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15108, amend the grants budget, appropriate federal funding in the amount of $17,126,779 to the Section A's Housing Choice Vouchers calendar year 2016 grant.
Councilwoman Diller?
Yes. It really is per title, with the caveat that community services let us know that they are basing this on what they think is going to be the 2016 grant, but if things change, we may have to come back to this a little later. So, per title.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any comment or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll go to the public. Any comment or question from any member of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyman?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals a voting yes.
Ordinance number 15108 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 15109, which I will sponsor and President Bullock's absence. Madam Clerk, please. Madam Clerk, please read ordinance number 15109 by title only.
Ordinance 15109, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for the classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees. Council 81, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, affiliate Local 1607, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service managers and administrators represented by the Delaware Public Employees. Council 81, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, affiliate Local 3109, and to amend the pay grades for the classifications within the Office of Property Assessment.
This is the ordinance that I mentioned earlier during the announcement sections, and discussion about this afternoon in the committee meeting. And I would just say per title, unless there are any comment or question from members of council. Seeing none, any comment or questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 15109.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Wyman?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 15109 is hereby adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 15110. Mr. Bell?
Yes, Mr. President, pro tem. I ask that ordinance 15-110 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption, and Councilman Street will be presenting 15112.
Thank you.
Second. Ordinance 15110, amend the grants budget for a federal grant award of $113,680 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security through the Delaware Emergency Management Agency, DEMA, under the Department of Safety and Homeland Security to the Newcastle County Federal Fiscal Year 2014 Homeland Security Grant Program.
Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President pro tem. This ordinance will appropriate a federal grant to properly account for the purchase and receipt of equipment and provide for the reimbursement of funds by the Delaware Emergency Management Agency through the state's Homeland Security Grant Program. As was stated in committee this afternoon, the equipment has been received. Special Operations Unit, a module for our Smart 911 system, various technology service grants or service contracts, and also $10,500 is reimbursement of salaries and training.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any comment or question from members of council? Seeing none, we'll turn to the public. Any comment or question from any member of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance number 15110 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 15111. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President pro tem. I'd like ordinance number 15-111 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 15111 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 7, Property Maintenance Code Article 2, Registration and Payment of Fees for Vacant Premises. Section 7.02.002, Registration Statement, Fees, Exceptions, and Duty to Amend Registration Statement to provide an exemption to the county vacant property registration ordinance for property within the Village of Arden.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes, by way of background, the Village of Arden is a chartered Delaware municipality, and in January 23rd, in the whereas clause of the ordinance, 2012, the Village of Arden adopted their ordinance number 15-2012, which established essentially a vacant property ordinance for the Village of Arden. Newcastle County, now the village recognizes our land use code, but Newcastle County adopted our own vacant property ordinance in February 3rd, 2015. And after a considerable study and review by the community planning committee of the Village of Arden and on a hearing conducted in the town assembly, it was requested of the county that the village be granted an exception, that they be allowed to retain their original vacant property ordinance or vacant dwelling ordinance that they adopted in 2012. And that is the content, the substance of this ordinance which council has before it. And I'll just read the synopsis. The purpose of this text amendment is to exempt properties within the jurisdiction of the Village of Arden from the provisions of Article 2 of the Property Maintenance Code, as they are already subject to a vacant dwelling registration ordinance. And there are some reasons, very substantive reasons for this, that pertain to the Village of Arden. They have accessory dwelling units that are separate. They are not considered vacant dwellings under their code. And there are other provisions of their code that are a little more strict than our vacant property ordinance. So for the good of their villages, they would like to have their own vacant property ordinance as, you know, the law governing vacant properties in the Ardens.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Councilman Weiner?
Yes, just a question. Councilman Cartier had mentioned the Village of Arden, but then he referenced the Ardens, which are all three. I just wanted to clarify, is it just the Village of Arden or Arden, Arden Town, and Ardencroft?
I stand corrected by the councilman. It's the Village of Arden.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Councilman Meyer. Any additional comment or question from members of council? Seeing none, any comment or questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll card reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance number 15111 is hereby adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 15112, Councilman Street.
Yes, I move that ordinance number 15-1112 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15112, amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget, appropriate $91,343 to the Department of Public Safety to fund 15 new police officer positions through the 2015 U.S. Department of Justice Office of Community Oriented Policing Services COPS hiring program.
Councilman Street.
Councilwoman Dill.
Yes, based on some discussions with Mr. McDonald and the chief, I would like to offer an amendment that would occur in the synopsis. It would be at the very end of the synopsis that would say, in addition, this legislation will increase the authorized strength of the Department of Public Safety by 15 positions for 48 months. This recognizes the grant funding cycle that we are working with and gives us time to take a look at finding additional funding for these positions when the grant ends.
Second. All in favor of the motion of the amendment to the ordinance?
Aye. Aye.
I think we need to do a roll call. I'm sorry. Madam Clerk.
Very good practice.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
We'll go back to the ordinance as amended. Councilman Street?
Yes, we had a robust discussion about this today, and I'm prepared to call for the vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Madam Clerk?
Excuse me. Point of order.
Do we need to read it as amended just to get it on the record?
Okay. You need to read the amendment?
As amended.
Read it as amended.
Okay, all right. We can do that.
Ordinance 15112 is amended by floor amendment number 1. Amend the FY 2016 approved operating budget Appropriate $291,343 to the Department of Public Safety to fund 15 new police officer positions through the 2015 U.S. Department of Justice Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services COPS Hiring Program.
We have to have public comment.
Oh, okay. Roll call. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 15112 as amended.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance number 15112 is hereby adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 14132. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem. I would ask that ordinance 14-132 be lifted from the title. I mean, excuse me, from the table.
Second.
Did we get a
favor?
Aye.
Mr. Sheldon.
Mr. President Pro Tem, I move that Ordinance 14-132 be read in by title only for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 14-132, revising Matt Mill Creek Hunter West Side Green Bank Road north of Kirkwood Highway, State Route 2 and south of Orsini Lane, 0.33 acres from NC6.5 Neighborhood Conservation to CN Commercial Neighborhood, and 0.21 acres from CR Commercial Regional to CN, and to amend the 2012 Comprehensive Plan consistent therewith.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the purpose of this proactive rezoning is to reflect historical and existing commercial use that is on these two connected properties. And the reason why it was tabled is because of deed restrictions and so forth to be agreed upon, which has, by the applicant, land use in the surrounding neighborhoods. It's been taken upon and was voted unanimously by the planning board and land use once these restrictions are put in place, which they have been.
Any further comment from members of council? Seeing none, we'll move to the public. Any comment or question from members of the public? I would just like to remind council that this is a poll vote. Madam Clerk?
Mr. Bell?
I am voting yes based upon a positive recommendation of our land use department.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the land use department, and the zoning reflects historical and existing commercial use of these two interconnecting parcels.
Ms. Diller?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of land use.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes in support of the recommendations from the land use department.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta, Mr. Sheldon?
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation from Land Use Department.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes based on the positive recommendation of Land Use Department.
Mr. Street?
Voting yes, consistent with the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett?
I'll be joining the Land Use Department with the positive recommendation. I'm voting yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Given the positive recommendation from both the Planning Board and the Land Use Department, I am voting yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance 14132 is hereby adopted. We will move on to Ordinance 14134. Mr. Street.
Yes, I move that Ordinance number 14134 be lifted from the table.
Second. Favor?
Second.
Mr. Street.
I move that Ordinance number 14-134 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 14134, revised previously approved Minkwoodale Starbucks preliminary plan and rezoning for Dollar Tree, Hustler Boulevard, Newcastle 100 North Side, Hustler Boulevard, West Side, North Dupont Highway, U.S. 13.
Yes, consistent with the promise that was made by the applicant, the meeting was convened last Friday at the Minkwoodale Fire Hall, and I received a lot of emails, and as I told the two civic association presidents whose neighborhoods were impacted the most by this, I am the councilman, but I'm just a councilman, and there has not been a scintilla of opposition to this, so any concerns I may have had are of no moment. I give complete deference to the civic associations and the residents who not only support it, but they're adamant about wanting it. So, again, I'm, unless the applicant wants to come through and say something, I'm ready to call for the vote.
I believe the applicant would be satisfied with that, Mr. Street.
Second.
All in favor of calling for the vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Beg your pardon?
It's called open government.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
This is not a poll.
No.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Coward?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, for 10, the roll call bill is 11 yes, 2 absent.
Ordinance number 14-134 is hereby adopted. We will move on to item K. We have no emergency ordinances. That would take us to item L, which is public comment and other. I would turn to other. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. If this is a veto override, do I need to have these read into the record again? Okay. I move that substitute 2 to ordinance 14089 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Substitute number 2 to ordinance 14089 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration, Article 5, Departments and Offices, Division 2.05.500, Department of Administration, Section 2.05.503, Office of Finance to clarify county investment law.
Thank you. The comments that I'm going to make only once because I think they apply to both ordinances that are here to be overridden or not. We had discussion on these a few weeks ago. They came back over to us. The discussion that we had and the comment that we had from the Deputy CAO is exactly what was written within the letters, the veto letters. So anything that was in those, we heard from him personally at the time that we voted for these. They were 13-0 votes, and unless anybody has anything other that they would like to comment on, I would just like to say that in light of the transparency that we keep hearing that this administration wants, I find it strange that an advisory board, an oversight advisory board, which is prevalent in all governments and in all departments of all governments, I find it strange that anybody would want to veto this unless there was something going on that someone did not want us to see.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Smalley.
Yeah, thank you very much. Many of you may find this odd, but it is what it is. I just want to say that I'm hopeful and optimistic that we turn the corner with this administration. At least for me, I needed to turn a corner. For many of you, you didn't. You kept getting everything that you needed, but I couldn't get information, which was all I ever asked for. But in the past 2 weeks, there has been a change. Turnaround in information in 24 to 48 hours, I haven't seen that in 3 years. So I'm pleased to see it, and I've actually gotten some honest and open fiscal communications with some people that I don't think were available before. So I'm optimistic that we will have a better path forward. That being said, I'm also a realist, because I've had open communications before, and I believe got information that was somewhat skewed, and that happened quickly. So with that being said, again, I'm optimistic that we have a new path and it will be more open and informative with this administration, but I don't think there's anything wrong with putting in checks and balances and oversight for administrations now and going forward. So I will be supporting both of these. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Councilwoman Kilpatrick, a quick question. When the county executive had mentioned he was going to veto these, his comments, did he say give him 6 months or 8 months or...
Can I respond? At one point, he did say that if we would not override the veto, that we could give him a certain number of months, and I don't remember exactly what it was because this was not a formal conversation, and that he would provide us all the information that we wanted, and if at the end of that time we did not feel that we had gotten that information, that he would then support the ordinance. I know that there has been some discussion with outside counsel, and some of the considerations that he had where he believed we were taking away his power, oversight is not an approval or a ratification of anything, because under the law that would be taking away his power. So this bill does not give that authority to this council. Basically, it says that there's an advisory board, an oversight board, and they can look at what goes on within with our investments, and that we as council then through that board will be made aware of them. We've asked many times for different things and have not gotten responses. We have oversight boards in every other department within this government, as well as in every department within the state government. We just do not have anybody that oversees the investments.
Well, the only thing I might suggest is if by chance this one and or the next one does not pass, then in perhaps 6 months or 8 months you consider bringing them back and reminding us all of the comments that were made, and let's revisit them.
Thank you.
Sounds like an invitation for the Step 11 legislation. Thank you.
Any additional comments from members of council? Any questions from members of council? I have experienced the vetoes coming forward, and I've experienced the attempts to override, which I remind council takes a supermajority. And what I've said to Councilwoman Kilpatrick, privately, I'll say publicly, is that I just don't believe, given my experience here with the override of vetoes, that council has the will to rise to the supermajority required to override a veto. And for that reason, the exercise for me has become a useless exercise. So tonight I will not be participating to override the veto. Any additional comments from members of council? Any comments from members of the public? Please come forward, sir.
Just a quick comment. I don't know.
Have to come forward, sir. Sign in there with council.
You're going to speak afterwards. Yeah.
Just a quick comment.
Give us your name, sir.
Please. Oh, my name is Eric Boy, and I'm from District 9, Mr. Sheldon's district. Just a quick comment. You know, it was hard for me to follow that. It was going pretty fast and everything. But if the executive is vetoing something that this council has elected members of the community passed?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Then I think as elected representatives of the community, you ought to override the veto. You are the legislature. You're the most powerful branch of government. You're here to do the will of the people. You did something the citizens probably wanted you to do or that you thought was best. And if the executive is, you know, trying to knock down something that you did in good faith, then you in good faith should override him. That's all.
Any comments or questions? Any additional comments from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
No.
Mr. Bullock. Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers. No. Mr. Retta. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
No.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 7 yes, 4 no, 2 absent.
The veto override has failed. We'll move on to the second veto override. Councilwoman.
Thank you. I move that substitute 3 to ordinance 14090 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number 3 to Ordinance 14090 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 2 Administration Article 5, Departments and Offices, Division 2.05.500, Department of Administration, to create a County Depository and Investment Board.
I call for the vote.
Sorry.
Madam Clerk?
Mr. Bell?
No.
Mr. Bullock? Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
No.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call revealed 7 yes, 4 no, 2 absent.
The veto override has failed. We're still on L, which is other.
Mr. Boyle would like to speak again.
Eric Boyd, District 9. I came here straight from work tonight instead of going home to spend time with my family and keep chipping away at my wife's honey-do list for the holiday season, which is lengthy, I assure you, because I felt the need to express my dissatisfaction with some of the issues that have come before this council and the way they've been handled. Poor and middle-class folks are constantly getting hit with higher and higher taxes, fees, and cost of living. One month it's a municipal tax, next is a school district referendum, then the state increases something, and every one of these government bodies does this at the same time they take on more debt. The corporate welfare to the proposed stock exchange was a disgrace. This is not unlike the grievances I have with our governor and our state legislators who cannot seem to help themselves in throwing millions of dollars at big banks who don't need it and corporations who do not need tax dollars from the poor and middle class to compete. This summer the council approved a $15 million bond for an entity led by John Wallace. Dick Grasso was involved, John Grano. All those guys have tens of millions of dollars. They didn't need your money. I've set up 4 corporations in this state and I didn't need taxpayer dollars to do it. Then the executive takes $3 million out of a trust fund that was set up to take care of the county parks. And this council should have done something stronger than a meaningless non-binding resolution. You could have done more, you probably can, and you should. Like I said earlier, you're the legislature, technically the most powerful branch of government. Government sends something to Gordon's desk, strip him of the powers, and when he sends a veto back, he can override it. But the straw that broke the camel's back for me tonight was this outrageous payoff under the guise of so-called farmland preservation. These proposed deals for 2014-2014 that brought me here today should be in a fiction novel somewhere. It should be a Hollywood movie plot. So unbelievable, it's entertaining. Unfortunately, it's so reckless and irresponsible, that's not even funny. If anyone on this council ever thinks of voting yes on any of these proposals, I would ask that you say 2 prayers before you cast such a vote. First, pray for the kids whose parents are struggling to keep, give them a decent education, clothes, food, heat, whose money you're taking to give it to wealthy landowners and stock exchange millionaires. And second, please say a prayer for yourself, because our Creator calls for earthly government officials to render service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, knowing that he who is both our master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. That's from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9, English Standard Version. Thank you.
Any council member have any question or comment for Mr. Boyle? Seeing none, thank you very much for your comments, Mr. Boyle.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No, you can't make it.
Yep.